The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tuberty with you. It is Tuesday morning, the 16th of March, 2021. We're here till 10 o'clock. St. Patrick's Day Eve, I suppose you could call this. And we have, do you know, we have so much to discuss. I suppose it's quite appropriate that one of the most enormous responses we ever got to anything we've done on the programme happened overnight with regard to the email we received yesterday on the subject of the farm. And a gentleman who was kind of done out of his share of the farm, as it were, over family tradition and the land and the farm and the tradition and Ireland and the son and the oldest son and all that goes with it is very much in evidence in the enormous amount of texts, but particularly the volume of emails that came in on this subject I'd nearly say overwhelming, on the basis that I could be here for between 3 and 4 hours reading them one after another. And I'm going to give you a flavour of them in a little while after we play some music and thread the programme, because it's just such obviously a raw, touchy subject for people. And it also spills into then that whole area of inheritance and who gets what and the poison that lies. You know what they say, where there's a will, there's a row, you know, and very often that's involved. But particularly with the farms, it seems to be, has that more visceral sense of the land, and we as an island know much, so much about the land and how precious it is. Go back to the famine and the bit of land we managed to scratch out for a living and call a home, and how important it is to us, and home ownership and lack of ability to get a home. It's throughout history, the ownership of land has echoed strongly and profoundly. So it maybe should be no surprise that we got such a response, but the level out of it was so big that I was taken aback. But we'll get to that in due course. I'd like to say hello to some people who are listening around the world from St. Albert to Alberta in Canada, listening every day on the player, 7 hours behind, visiting our daughters Kim and Jenny for a few months, and their husband John and Jer, and grandchildren Mason and Bea and Edie and Reuben and Fern, who was 4 weeks old, and wishing everyone say happy St. Patrick's Day, especially our daughter Shauna at home. That's from Michelle and Paul Masterson. And Aveen Haller was on, or Holler, to say with St. Patrick's Day coming up, I just want to send my best wishes to all the Irish at home and away, from way down south in Uruguay. We listen to your show in the morning on playback and get a laugh at your chat and stories. And when I listen to you, I feel so much closer to home despite being so far away. So thanks for keeping the spirits up. And love listening to the radio has proven itself to be a dependable way of reaching out to everyone across the world and helping them feel connected. So happy St. Patrick's Day to you, your team, and all your listeners. Brilliant. Even better. Okay, so that's just, and there's one here from the UK, from Newport, County Tipperary. My husband's from Union Hall in West Cork, and we've been living in the UK since 1994. And since I've been working from home, I'm listening to the show every morning, and I enjoy it. So please out to the Gunnings and Claregillens in Tip, and the Collinses in West Cork. Hoping to see you all very soon. So I just wanted to do a few of those, because we mentioned them yesterday, and from Uruguay to Canada and to the UK, just a little flavour of where it's all going on. I've extraordinarily busy 48 hours ahead as me and my friends and I across the way on TV prepare our extravaganza for St. Patrick's Night tomorrow night. So be sure, what's the government message today? Don't be going out buying bags of cans. Well, if you do, bring them home and to your family and watch the show or tomorrow night, because we have some just beautiful music and stories, and it's going to be a visual feast, I promise you. So that's after 9:30. Did you see the news last night? Because there's been a lot of talk about this famous walrus, and there was a report on 6-1 News, and it featured a very, like, this guy obviously was lives in the location, went out, saw the walrus, and he was reported. Sean went up to him and said, "You know what? You saw the yes." Where? There. It arrived on Valentia Island from Greenland on Sunday. So, like, it completely, as somebody said this morning, completely outside his 5km, but made his way to, or her way to, Valentia Island. And this guy, his name is Anthony Fitzgerald, he's a local guy, was asked, so what can you tell us?
Suddenly I heard...
Amazing. I mean, he wouldn't have had that much time to see the walrus or to get a sense of it, but straight in, he had nailed a Greenland walrus impression like that. As Padraig Ryan, the head of news intelligence at Storyful, tweeted after seeing that report, imagine report being about an Arctic walrus appearing in Kerry and the walrus is upstaged within seconds. Wonderful stuff. What walrus? I mean, all eyes on Mr. Anthony Fitzgerald and his brilliant take on the walrus noises. He is the walrus cuckoo-cuckoo. 5-year-old Mirren Houlihan, meanwhile, and her dad were first to spot the walrus, and they said it's the size of a bull. Could you imagine seeing this big thing? It's like something that dropped out of the sky if the sky was full of bull-sized walruses. The Academy, well, it's a venue, isn't it, in town. They have the old cinema signs outside their shop, as it were, and their billboards. And for the week that's in it, they've put up the words, St. Patrick didn't get rid of all the snakes. Am I right, girls? That's them having a bit of fun, as they tend to. They're devils there, are they not? And the knitters, over 25 knitters, spent over 30 hours a week for the last months, 2 months, creating yarn bombs to cover the village and meath of Dunboyne for St. Patrick's Day, covered in colour. And they donned over 40 trees and 40 bollards with leprechaun wraps and other creative images to create a feel-good atmosphere in the village. Well, good on them. And they normally have a parade, but not this time. And the organisers include local GP, Dr. Suzanne Milligan, well-known musical society member, Monica Hannigan, who says she's getting calls from England asking for the pattern. Well, knitting and sewing and crocheting, this massive COVID resurgence as people find things to do. After the week is out, they said, we aim to take them down and reuse them next year, but we'll have to watch them. As I'd say, they've attracted the attention of many dogs, as you'd imagine. Nothing like a dog likes more than a pillar or a bollard. And the Paul Mescal effect has been credited with contributing to a 20% increase in the sales of O'Neill's shorts in the year 2020. Notice the bars there. Yeah, the 20% sales increase was one of the few bright spots in a very difficult year. So that's good news for them. At least they had that. The Irish Examiner reporting on the Choctaw Nation. You remember that we often talk about them. In 1847, during the famine, the Choctaw Nation sent relief aid worth the equivalent of nearly €5,000 today, but it was an enormous symbol from Oklahoma to the Irish while they themselves were living in poverty. It's just beautiful. But a university scholarship in recognition of the solidarity shown by the Choctaw Nation towards the people of Ireland during the Great Famine has been extended for 3 years. I'm delighted to hear that. And it's just a lovely connection. I'm very happy to see that. Creepy movie time. Let the Right One In. Now, I didn't watch that. Would you say it's more a horror than a thriller? I think probably. But then it was made into an American version called Let Me In. And now they're talking about making a TV series of it. So let's see how that goes. But which one should I watch? I really should. Apparently, it's a very classy, beautiful film. Let the Right One. I should probably watch the Swedish original. So I won't be with you as of tomorrow, and then next week I'm gone too. So I'll talk to you Monday week. Oliver will be in for you for those times. Little midterm break of sorts. And I will watch these movies. And if there's anything else you think I should be watching, tell me now. 51551, and I will do it while I'm off. Now, in the meantime, please wish the Irish women's hockey, yes, go on, the Irish women's hockey team the best of luck for their match against GB in the final of the Challenge Series this afternoon. They made history beating Great Britain, the Olympic gold medal holders, on Saturday with a penalty from Limerick's Roisin Upton. It's streaming on RT at 3. Great. And Ava and Zara, devoted Limerick hockey fans, were on to say that. Well, listen, what's that, 3 o'clock today? I will make it my business to keep a close ear or eye on it. Anything beginning with E with 3 letters, I will keep on it and see what I can do. And hopefully send you all the good vibes and good wishes. Wouldn't that be nice? The day before St. Patrick's Day to beat Britain in hockey? Here's hoping. Tomorrow, among the things we're going to be, have the pleasure of talking to Paddy Maloney of the Chieftains. And then we're going to have a lovely session with some of the great musicians of our time, including Andrea Corr, who recorded at one point one of my favourite songs of Irish origin, with the Chieftains, as it happens. And I'm going to play that for you this morning because I think it's a beaut. And she can count.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh boy, I like that an awful lot, and we'll be hearing that among so many other great tunes tomorrow night on The Late Late.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Mike Hanrahan of Stockton's Wing and Fiacna Brennan and of Hot House Flower. Do you ever listen to Fiacna on a Friday evening? Sometimes after the show I get home early enough and I'll have a little quiet beer listening to Fiacna and unwinding after a long day, and he's got a gorgeous voice and plays great music. Anyway, aside from the fact that he's an accomplished musician, so he'll be joining us tomorrow. Moya Brennan will be in our circle of friendship and song and story. And of course, I mentioned Andrea Corr earlier on. And one of the members of the Great Horses, Mr. Barry Devlin, will be joining us. It's all good. Oh, yes. I'll get you going, but not. Horsips on their doom. And now, so much coming in on the farms. So let's get to some of these texts and emails. Not just farms. My dad passed away, says a text a few years back, with his last wish that the ultimate estate would be divided equally between his four children. Alas, my mother had only one golden child and all has been left to that person. I've enough to get by, but all the grandchildren could do with a small start in life. It's a dysfunctional family relationship as a result. Christ, the mess that can be left behind. My husband is farming. His family farm from a young age, has another working 365 days a year. All his family looked after, yet the resentment of him from many of his family, with one family fallout, and I just wish my husband was never a farmer and our life would be happier without all this stress. Another says you should think of it as taking over the responsibility of the farm and not the income, because that's not enough to live on without an added full-time job. Don't make that mistake. That means less time for the simple pleasures that everyone else takes for granted. So my advice is you're better off without it. And one more for now. A lot of farmers have hip and back problems by the time they're 50 from sitting long hours in tractors and heavy lifting. It's a lot of hard work. If they let the land as con-acred, the money is not in it either. They are caretakers of it for the next person. Sometimes it's the person who didn't get the land that has the better life in the end. He who inherits the grass inherits the weeds, says that person. So there we are. Back in a moment. Yeah. Isn't people mad? It's just curious, right? Will you get up early when you're off, or do you... It's like it came into my phone. Or do you have a lie-in and listen to Oliver Callan? Does it take you a couple of days to adjust your time clock? Enjoy your midterm break, Valerie from me. Yeah, I will listen most times, but I tend to read. And yeah, I love getting that coffee and maybe going back to bed or going for an early walk and that. But I will get up early, but not as early at the moment. At the moment, it's kind of five-ish, but it won't be that for the time off. And it's just to really just to stop talking for a little while. Give you guys a break as much as me. Hands down, the Swedish version for that film, Let the Right One In. Okay, brilliant. Thanks for that. Let the Right One In is a horror film, but not one of those cheap shock horror films. Yeah, the friendship between the 12-year-old boy Oscar and Linz, the child vampire, is what makes the film so different. Yeah, okay, I've got a good feeling about that, so thanks for that. And I know this much to be true. I'd read that. It's Wally Lamb, but you should try watching the Mark Ruffalo series as well. Thank you for that tip, Ronan. Appreciate that. And if you tried Boss with Kelsey Grammer, that's good. Okay, great. He's mayor of Chicago and only two series. But if you liked West Wing, you'll love this. Oh, God. We're only talking about, thanks to Niall in West Barnum, we're only talking about West Wing yesterday and the fact that despite it having aged quite badly, people have watched so much television that they're going back now to The Wire or to Sopranos or whatever it is, or Breaking Bad, because they've kind of run out of road. And West Wing comes with the caveat that the clothes, the glasses, the hair might put you off a little bit, but the script is timeless and the message is timeless. So I'd be inclined to say, yeah, go for it. Hilarious response to the Walrus impression, thanks to Leonie Kelly, who brought our attention to Cork FM Simon Murdoch's Walrus mashup. Okay, so this is referring to the report on 6-1 that I started our show with today. This lovely gentleman, Anthony Fitzgerald, was asked, the big walrus, did you see it? And he said,
Suddenly I heard,
and he gave this amazing impression of the walrus. And then, according to this message now, thank you, Leonie, thank you, Simon. Simon says, that reminds me of Bon Jovi. We'll give it a shot. Yeah. Yeah, Bula Bus. We'll take that. That's good work. Well done. And your hat is removed to you, sir. Dangerous. Alrighty then. Thank you for that, because we need that little bit of relief in the middle of everything. Ryan, from Pierce Cromwell. What a name. Covering all angles. Pierce Cromwell, the most unique Irish name, he says. I get the best of both sides of Irish history. Well, you get the best of one side of Irish history, I'd say, Pierce. Talk to the people of Waterford about the other side and many other behind the wall. But anyway, I get the point. This week, I've taken time off work to plan for St. Patrick's Day on my balcony. It's a 12-hour shift covering all the best of Ireland, from the full Irish to bacon and cabbage to a pint of Guinness. It'll be happening on the balcony in Santry in North Dublin. The running line and order is not completed yet, but available for suggestion via Twitter at CromwellEP. EPL, sorry, 1990. Looking forward to your own show tomorrow night. Wish you the best luck, and of course, happy St. Patrick's Day from Ireland's only Pierce Cromwell. That's a great name, and it's a great idea. We have to, don't we? We have to try and think very much outside the box in terms of how we're going to do this St. Patrick's Day without the considering the governmental ban on bags of cans, which in my recollection, as a younger man, certainly the best nights involved a bag of cans, the best. When you gathered in friends' houses and said, right, we're in, first one open. As long as it wasn't Bavaria, which was nauseating, but cheap at the time. Okay, what we'll do is, with regard to the farming, I think we can't leave it behind. I'm sure Oliver will keep the story afloat, because there's just too much of it. I may even do so myself when I come back on Monday week, but we'll see where that all goes. But there's just a little too much of it coming in terms of being able to handle it, certainly today. But you should know that there are services out there for anyone who's affected by anything you might have heard today. Go to rte.ie/helplines. And of course, the Samaritans are there. They're so brilliant. 116123, very simple number, 116123. And I see somebody else suggesting that you can go to, there was a webinar in Macra, in Macra Agricultural SkillNet did last November, which is available on macraskillnet.ie. And that might be a site worth going to. As they say, there are professional services available that families can use, successionireland.ie among them. And these are all around for conversations, not just tax implications. So that's very good. Macra do amazing work around the country, and that is useful and good of them to send in their messages this morning. And thank you so much for all your texts and emails, and you've done so much to keep us posted and informed. Appreciate that. All right, team, I can see the weeping has begun. The tissues are out as they bid me farewell. I'll see you tomorrow night on The Late Late Show. We'll see you on Friday week on The Late Late Show, and I'll see you here Monday week for more from us. But in the meantime, mind yourself, mind each other, and the happiest of St. Patrick's Day to one and all.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.